This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an adaptive golf clinic that's going to be coming up here on August the 1st here in Lenawee County. As a matter of fact, right here in Adrian. And the guy that's kind of heading this all up is Ryan Matthews, who is originally from Jackson and the Addison area, and he went to high school in Addison. And I'd like to welcome Ryan into the program, and it's good to have you with us here on the program, Ryan.
Hey, thanks, Dale. I appreciate it.
Let's kind of get a little bit of background on you. Is that you were born with an arm that kind of ended at the elbow, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And that really kind of sets you up in being very competitive in the sports fields, didn't it?
Well, I mean, I naturally gravitated to sports as a kid, that's for sure. And I think, you know, just being born with one arm, I didn't necessarily want to let that stop me from something that I love doing. So I believe I just had a lot of determination to do what I wanted to do. I mean, that's kind of what it was. And I see a lot of that with a lot of kids and people that are adapting in those kinds of ways.
Yeah. Well, and you know, if I remember reading correctly, it says that you wanted to be just like the other kids, right, Ryan?
Yeah, I didn't want to feel like I was getting, you know, treated any differently because I was born with one arm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you did other things. I mean, you were involved in soccer and football too, weren't you, growing up?
Absolutely. You know, my parents, they did a great job of getting me involved with sports at an early age. Never really gave me an excuse not to do it. So it was about maybe some tough love, but you know, something I appreciate to this day, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't get into what you really are good at right now, into golfing, until a bit later on in your life, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, from my dad was always pretty active in golf, so I played a little bit with him. But really, it was my friends that got me involved there. I went with my friends there in Addison, actually. We were just playing courses like Wolf Creek, courses like Devil's Lake, courses just in the area where I grew up, and I grew to kind of just love the game, and they were the ones that pushed me to play competitive, adaptive golf, I guess you could say.
Sure, sure. And that really took you places. You really have done quite well in that arena, haven't you?
I mean, I tell people all the time, golf is brought more opportunity to my life than I can give back to golf. And so very fortunate at the places I've been, the places I get to go and travel. I just got home from Spain a couple nights ago representing Team USA. And, you know, it's really changed my life.
Matter of fact, that was held in Spain, wasn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, right during the World Cup. So it was pretty wild.
I bet it was. That had been to be quite an experience. Have you been to be able to do something that big, you know, being able to represent the USA before?
On that stage to represent Team USA, I've been pretty close. I played the US Adaptive Open in 2024. That was a huge stage, that's for sure. I've played a couple one-arm Ryder Cups in Ireland and England in the last couple of years. Those were really big stages, but this was something different. This was representing Team USA. This was an all-abilities Ryder Cup from teams from all over, you know, people from all over Europe, 13 different countries represented Team Europe, to give you an example of the culture that was brought to this event, held in San Roque, Spain, which was just a beautiful place, and the club did an amazing job. So I felt like it was just a once in a lifetime opportunity, you know. So,
and I can
really put in words, Dale, what it is, I guess.
Yeah, but I can understand, Ryan, that this certainly, you know, really emphasized what it was like to be able to play with other golfers that are the same abilities as you are, and to be able to connect with them and to develop a relationship with them as well, I bet.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, that's what it was about. The golf was the vehicle that got us there, but to expose adaptive golf and the abilities and the possibilities out there, that was the goal of that, and they did it.
For those who may not be familiar with this, Ryan, when we say adaptive golf, if you can, explain what adaptive golf means. What is it all about?
Adaptive golf is anyone that would, you know, there's different levels to it, of course. You know, I just got back from playing at one of the highest levels. It took me 10 years to get there, you know, practice and dedication.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people out there that don't know that they can play golf or don't know that they can stand on the range and hold a club and swing a club and have, you know, the ability to still play no matter what level you're trying to play. And so, you know, as a kid, I didn't know I was even, you know, golf wasn't really on my radar because I thought you had to have two hands to play it.
Sure.
And only later in life, I found out that that's not the case. And so there's a lot of different impairment categories you're talking about at the competitive level, of course, but adaptive golf is for anyone that's adapting physically or mentally that wants to play the game.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you still then, I mean, after you came back from this competition when you represented Team USA, are you still going out and competing in other tournaments or is that part of your, in the foreseeable future, though, what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, 100%. I play a lot. I play anywhere from 8 to 10 events a year, and I call them, you know, some major events, and I'm always trying to qualify for certain events as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's different organizations that hold different events. And yeah, I mean, that's something that I'm always gonna do as long as I can. I have a few more on the calendar for this year that I'm gonna go to, and I'm looking forward to it for sure. A lot of emphasis was just put on the one I just got home from, so
sure.
Going through a little recovery, going through a little just maintenance on the body and some training to make sure, you know, everything's working correctly. But yeah.
And especially the jet lag, right, Ryan?
Sorry?
Yeah, I said especially with the jet lag, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a long travel.
Yeah, I bet it was, yes. Well, tell us a little bit about the clinic that you're going to be having coming up here that's going to be at Wolf Creek Golf Club. And tell us a little bit about how you got this all set up to be able to have something like this, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, Wolf Creek's been great about wanting and expressing that they want to host an adaptive golf clinic. I moved from Michigan to Indianapolis 5 years ago, and when I moved, I never had the exposure as a kid in southern Michigan to have these adaptive clinics, to know people that golf with limb differences or know someone that could teach me or help me play the game. If it would be a different story, I believe I probably would have started golfing a long time ago if that was the case.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted, since I got into golf, since I've been playing, since I've been teaching, you know, I teach for a living, I've always wanted to come back home and just host a clinic, a free clinic for anyone that's an adaptive golfer that wants to try golf, that has never even held a club. That's okay. I'm going to come up with a staff of coaches, and we're going to put an amazing clinic on from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I think there's going to be some hot dogs maybe after the clinic. But it's just going to be a fun, relaxed, enjoyable, just learning experience. I'm going to talk a little bit about my past experiences and how I've got to play in some of the events that I play. And then we're going to have a couple different stations between putting, chipping, and full swings. So Marcy has done a great job with Wolf Creek and coordinating all of this and having to sign up and getting adaptive athletes exposed to this event, which has been a great help.
Of course, we're talking about Marcy Brown, who has been a great collaborative person to be able to have to help you set this up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can people still register for this, Ryan?
Yeah, they absolutely can. We're not going to cap it by any means, and we want as many adaptive athletes that even if they don't know even if they've never played golf before, just come on out. Even if they want to stay for an hour, that's fine. And try, you know, we're going to have some golf clubs, some specialized equipment out there, and anybody can come and sign up. They got to get a hold of Marcy Brown, or they can just call Wolf Creek and sign up as well.
Okay. I do have Marcy's phone number here in front of me, Ryan. It's 517-902-9635 if they would like to be able to sign up. So get a hold of Marcy Brown. And again, the phone number is 517-902-9635. And the thing is that, you know, you want to show that they're able to do something like this, right, Ryan?
Yeah, and I think just having the confidence to step on, golf already has so much pressure involved and the etiquette of it. People are just intimidated to even try to play golf, even able-bodied people.
Yeah.
So this clinic is about building confidence, enjoying yourself, and just understanding that this is a game that anybody can play.
That's right. And I think with your experience and the accomplishments that you have, that you're going to be quite the person that people are going to be able to look up to and find as a good mentor in order to investigate this further, Ryan. So kudos for you doing this.
Well, thanks, Dale. And like I said, I've always wanted to come back home and put something on. And I think I'm going to do more of these at different courses. And I've already signed myself up for 6 clinics coaching-wise the next 4 weeks. So August and July are all about teaching and coaching.
So in all parts of the country, I would assume?
Yeah, we're going to go anywhere from northern Michigan to southern Indiana to California and even Kansas in the next few weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on what you have done and what you have been able to accomplish, Ryan, and much success to you in the future. And I do hope that, you know, if we don't get a hold of the people that might be interested in it, if you know of someone that would be a good candidate for this, to be able to call Marcy Brown to get signed up. And again, that phone number is 517-902-9635. It's going to be Saturday, August the 1st, 10 to noon, at the Wolf Creek Golf Club there on Burton Road here in Adrian. And once again, Ryan, I salute you too for all the accomplishments that you have done and continued much success in the future.
Dale, thank you. And thank you for shedding a light on this event.
We really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll be able to talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely.
All right. My guest has been Ryan Matthews with the Adaptive Golf Clinic that's going to be held again on August the 1st here in Adrian. And this has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.